Hello and welcome to Business English Pros. Today, we're going to learn how to describe trends in business presentations. In the next episode, I'll go over more examples about how you can describe trends in your presentations. Are you learning English for business and struggling to describe trends in a graph? Don't worry. In this podcast, I'll show you how to use different verbs, adjectives, and adverbs to describe trends clearly and confidently. I'll share the meanings in Chinese in the show notes. Basic vocabulary for describing trends. To describe trends in a graph, you need to know some basic words such as increase, decrease, rise and fall. Don't forget to use the present and past forms of the verb when you need to, by adding ing or ed. You can also use adjectives such as steady, gradual, sharp, and dramatic to describe how quickly the trend changes. Adverbs like slowly, quickly, steadily, and rapidly can also be used to give more detail about how the trend changes over time. Describing positive trends. When the trend in a graph is going up, we call it a positive trend. Here are some examples of verbs, adjectives, and adverbs you can use to describe positive trends. Verbs: increase, rise, climb, surge. Adjectives: steady, gradual, significant, impressive. Adverbs: steadily, gradually, significantly, impressively. For example, if you're presenting a graph that shows an increase in sales, you can say, "As you can see from the graph, our sales have steadily increased over the past year. This is a significant improvement that we should be proud of." Describing negative trends. When the trend in a graph is going down, we call it a negative trend. Here are some examples of verbs, adjectives, and adverbs you can use to describe negative trends. Verbs: decrease, fall, drop, decline. Adjectives: slight, moderate, sharp, drastic. Adverbs: slightly, moderately, sharply, drastically. For example, if you're presenting a graph that shows a decline in profits, you can say, "Unfortunately, our profits have sharply declined over the past quarter. We need to take immediate action to turn this trend around." Describing fluctuations and plateaus. Sometimes the trend in a graph doesn't go up or down, but stays the same for a period of time. We call this a plateau. Here are some examples of verbs, adjectives, and adverbs you can use to describe fluctuations and plateaus. Verbs: remain stable, level off, fluctuate, plateau. Adjectives: consistent, stable, volatile, stagnant, chaotic. Adverbs: consistently, stably, chaotically, stagnantly. For example, if you're presenting a graph that shows a fluctuation in customer satisfaction, you can say, "Our customer satisfaction levels have been volatile over the past year, with several ups and downs. However, we are pleased to see that it has consistently remained above 80%. putting it all together. Now that you know some basic vocabulary for describing trends in a graph, it's time to put it into practice. Here's a sample graph that shows the number of website visitors over a month. Image description. A line graph that shows the number of website visitors over a month. The graph starts at 500 and steadily increases to 1,500, with a plateau at around 1,200 in the middle of the month. To describe the trend in this graph, you can say our website visitors steadily increased from 500 to 1,500 over the month, with a plateau at around 1,200 in the middle. This is a significant improvement that we should be proud of. Here are some example sentences for you to practice with. Negative trends. Our profits have steadily decreased, indicating a negative trend for our business. The number of customer complaints has significantly risen, which is a negative trend we need to address. The sales of our product have gradually declined over the past few months, pointing to a negative trend that needs to be reversed. Positive trends. Our website traffic has impressively increased, indicating a positive trend for our business. The number of customers using our app has steadily risen, which is a positive trend we are thrilled to see. The sales of our new product have significantly climbed, pointing to a positive trend for our business. Fluctuating and plateaus. Our website traffic has been fluctuating between high and low numbers without showing a clear trend. The number of customers using our app has remained stable for the past few months, indicating a plateau. The sales of our product have been volatile, fluctuating between high and low numbers without showing a clear trend. Describing trends in a graph is an important skill to have in business English. By using verbs, adjectives, and adverbs effectively, you can communicate your ideas clearly and confidently. Keep practicing and using these tips, and you'll be a pro at presenting graphs in no time. Okay, that's all for this podcast. I hope it was useful. Remember to listen often and practice speaking. Join me next time for more useful business English tips and vocabulary. See you soon.